are now listening to the Discover Life podcast, brought to you by Pastor Adbosoff. We trust that you will be blessed by this message.
My message very simply tonight, imagine the good. What is the future that you imagine? What is the dream that you are dreaming? Everything starts with a dream. Everyone should dream God's dream for their lives. Dream and you will live on a whole nother level. Dream and you will be motivated to live a large life for God. Dreams are free. Dreams come from God. Any man, any woman, every child has the right to dream. But I wonder tonight how you see your future. Do you have bright eyes or eyes that are clouded by the pain of your past? We should never allow the dreams of our lives to become clouded and polluted with negativity. We should never allow our dreams to be overshadowed by the pain of yesterday. So many people cannot get on with their tomorrow because they are so stuck in yesterday. In South Africa, we need to take the glasses off. Amen. We need to take the dark past and put it away once and for all. Come on, in the name of Jesus, and believe God for a brighter future. We cannot go back to yesterday all the time, because nothing good comes out of visiting your past and your yesterday. Because if you go back to your past will cloud your perspective of tomorrow. So tonight I want to talk to you about imagining the future, the bright future that God has for you, each and every one of you in this place. You can always imagine the worst case scenario in life or the best case scenario. You can imagine good things or you can imagine bad things. You can imagine the negatives or you can imagine the positives. God gives us choice. He says, I call heaven and earth as a witness against you that I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life. So at any time, you can take your dark glasses off. You can take your pain and you can put it away. You can throw your yesterday away. You can throw the stench of your failures and your mistakes away in Jesus' name. You can throw off that beggar's garment at any time because God promises to do a new thing in your life. I believe God wants us to imagine the good that He has in store for us. And I do mean that God has good things in store for you, each and every one of you, for your marriage, for your career, for your children, for our nation, come on, for our grandchildren, our children's children. We can all imagine the future because your imagination is a gift that God gave you. In John 10 verse 10, Jesus makes it clear. He says, I have come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9 and 10, God says, eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those who love Him. But God has revealed them to us by His Spirit. Come on. We can't serve God like this. We cannot stand in the presence of God with an old paradigm and an old mindset. We have to let go of yesterday to embrace the dream and the vision that God gives us. So many people want to look at the future through the color of their culture, the color of their tradition, the color of their pain. You cannot. God says, I will do a new thing. The Apostle Paul says, this one thing I do, I forget what is behind, I reach forward, I press on to the greater things that is ahead of me. Every person, any person, no matter who you are, where you are, can make up your mind to stand up and to press on, to have a forward mindset, to get on with the life that God has for you. Jeremiah 29:11, God says, I know the thoughts I think toward you. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. I want you tonight, across this great country of ours, in South Africa, our neighboring countries, I want you to lift your hand and to shout it out, I have a future in Jesus' name. Come on, do it boldly. Now that's a whisper. You're not convincing anybody. I don't care what the politician says, what the economists say, what the statistics say. You have a future. You have a job. You have a tomorrow. Shout it today. I have a future in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So I want to say it again. God says, I know the thoughts I think toward you. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. Peace, shalom, prosperity, wholeness, well-being, welfare, not of evil. To give you a future, to give you a hope. So don't imagine what you don't want to be. Imagine what you can be. Don't meditate on what can go wrong. Begin to meditate on what can go right. Don't imagine what is not. Imagine what is. First church I ever started, I imagined every seat full. When I walk into this building, I don't see an empty seat. I see this place full to overflowing. I imagine the good that God has in store for us. Come on, somebody say hallelujah. So don't imagine what you don't have. Imagine what you can have. Don't imagine your yesterday. Imagine your tomorrow. You may be broke, broker than the Ten Commandments, but you can still believe what God says. You will have a future. You will have a life. You can still go and dream. Go lie in your bed and dream about a better life. Dream about a better future. Because when Jesus comes, He gives you hope of a better future. I have come that you may have life, that you may have it more abundantly. The Apostle Paul says, Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14, brothers, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, I forget those things that are behind and reach forward to those things that are ahead. I press toward the prize of the upward call of God in Christ. There's not a person in this place that doesn't have something in their past that they think, maybe I should have done something different over there. Maybe I could have done something better. But you cannot allow your future to be clouded by the regrets of yesterday. You have to shake yesterday off, and you have to open your eyes and focus on the tomorrow that God has for you. Because we cannot change yesterday. We can learn about yesterday. We cannot change the pain of apartheid, but we can learn that that sin and evil may never be repeated in our nation again. What we can do is rebuild this nation. What we can do is unite and build a better future, a brighter future for all in South Africa, young and old, come on, rich and poor, black and white, colored, Asian, male and female. We can build a better future. We can press on together in the future that God has for us. In Isaiah 43, God says, do not remember the former things. Why? Because the former things will cloud your judgment. The former things will steal your tomorrow. The former things will rob you of what God has in store for you. So God says, do not remember the former things, nor to consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Hallelujah. Somebody say a new thing. Oh, I'm believing God for a new thing, CRC. You better believe it. We are going to see the greatest leaders ever raised up. The greatest businessman ever is still going to be raised up. Come on. The greatest songs ever are still to be written and sung. Come on. I will do a new thing. You may be married for 40 years. God says, I'm going to do a new thing. Amen. Because God touched Sarah and Abram had to keep up with Sarah. God's going to touch your marriage. Come on. God's going to touch your life. God's going to touch your children. God's going to touch your family. God's going to touch your dog. God's going to touch your cat. God is going to touch your friends. God is going to touch everything that you touch. Because God says, I have a better future for you. Come on. I said it this morning. Rather than trouble, God says, I'm going to give you double. You better believe it. You better get ready for God to do a new thing in your life. Come on. Take the dark spectacles off once and for all and never revisit the past again. And love this future that God says, I will do a new thing. I'm expecting God to do a new thing. I don't know how. Well, I do. By the Holy Ghost. God's going to come and do a new thing in the children's church. God's going to come and do a new thing in Khabarone. God's going to do a new thing. Oh, come on, our young people that I love so much. God's going to do a new thing. God's going to breathe upon you. I mean, the young people in this church, it's just young people, yeah, but I mean, I'm so proud of you, the way you serve God. Friday night, they had prayer meetings till like 1 o'clock in the morning. They had training, thousands of them coming together on different levels. I honor you, all of you, your passion, your zeal. Something's going to break. Something is going to give. Amen. You are the generation that will change this nation. Hallelujah. You are the generation that will live colorblind. Come on, shout amen. In the name of Jesus, you are the generation that will do the greater things for God. You will do the greater exploits. You will not limit God. Because you will be a generation that will serve God on a whole nother level. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I feel the anointing. I'm going to have to keep my pose. just to get through this message tonight. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, somebody's going to get loose tonight. Somebody is going to get free tonight. The devil is going to have to run tonight. Somebody's chains are going to be broken tonight by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You will not be the same person any longer. God gets a hold of you, people won't know you. You're not that timid, apologetic individual. Because when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, you will prophesy. You will be turned into another man. You will become a mighty man of God. Oh, come on. In the name of Jesus, you are not that Gideon hiding in the wine press. God has called you to great exploits. God has called you to a great life. God has called you to do great things for Him. In the name of Jesus, shout hallelujah in this place tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God op die spot. Kom aan die kap. Pastor Aiden. I'm telling you. Behold, I will do a new thing. So I'm not going to camp at yesterday. I'm not going to camp at my pain, at my sorrow. I'm not going to camp at my negativity. I'm not going to allow my vision to be tainted by my human perspective. I'm going to live free in the presence of God. Hallelujah. So God talks to Abraham in Genesis chapter 13 when there's strife between Lot's herdsmen and Abraham's herdsmen, because God blesses them so much that the land could not contain them. And God tells Abraham the following in verse 14. The Lord said to Abraham, after Lot separated from him, and by the way, Lot chose the best. He chose the best in the natural. You need to realize it's not the natural that matters. It's the supernatural that matters. You can be in Pitsonder water, and God will bring water, and God will bless you, and God will cause a river to flow. Wherever God is, you will find the blessing of God. So never look and say, well, the economy is in Australia, or I need to move to Europe, or I need to move to Gauteng, or I need to move to Cape Town. No. You dwell in the land where God places you. Because where God places you, where God positions you, God will bless you. Really, it's not your environment that will determine your blessing, the quality of your blessing. It's your vision. In Proverbs 29 verse 8 in the Bible says, where there's no vision, people perish. Because vision attracts the blessing of God, God's vision. So God says to Abraham, listen now. He says, lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are. North, south, east, and west. Look from the place where you are. Look northward, southward, eastward, westward. For all the land which you see, I give you and your descendants forever. What's God doing to Abraham or Abram? I mean, Lot just chose the best of the land. God is saying to Abram, you better change your perspective. You better become a dreamer. Dream the dream that I have for you. Dream my dream for your life. Don't dream the dream of disappointment, the dream of failure, the dream of fear, the dream of abandonment, the dream of betrayal. Dream the dream that I have for you. Stand where you are. And I don't know where you are tonight, but you are not alone. You can be in the most barren, deserted place. I want you to know tonight that God is with you. You may be in a prison tonight, God is with you. You may be in a pit tonight, God is with you. And God says to you, in the very place that you are, you have to lift up your eyes and you have to dream. You have to look to the north, to the south, to the east and the west, and see the land, because everything you see, God says, I will give you. Most people struggle with vision. Most people struggle to imagine good things. They are so surrounded by their environment, by negativity, by pain, by voices talking to them, that it's almost impossible for them to imagine. Because everybody sitting in this place, you will face some challenges and you will go through seasons of life. There will be times you will believe God for increase and you are decreasing. Times when the victory just doesn't seem to manifest. You believe in God to go to the palace and you find yourself in the pit. You find yourself in Potiphar's house, sold as a slave. You find yourself in prison, neglected, abandoned, forgotten. And God is right there. The amazing thing about Joseph is wherever he was, he never lost his dream. He kept on dreaming. He never allowed what happened to him to determine who he became. He never allowed his heart to become tainted. He never allowed himself to become bitter because of the experiences of life. And sadly, I've met too many bitter Christians who sit on the sideline of Christianity, who now wear the spectacles of cynicism and doubt and hurt and pain and regret, who are no longer in the game of life. And they've given up on life, but God has not given up on them. They are sitting on the sideline, and Jesus is standing on the seashore calling out to them, saying to them again, come back to me, Peter. Come back to me again. I will bless you. I will make things right in your life, but you have to return to me. You have to lift your eyes. You have to get a fresh vision of who I am, a God of mercy, a God of grace, a God who is for you and not a God who is against you, a God who wants to bless you, come on, a God who wants to forgive you, a God who wants to lift you up, a God who wants to restore you. So here God has this amazing conversation with Abram. God says to him, lift up your eyes, for all the land that you see, I will give unto you. And Abram does this. In verse 16, the Bible says, God says, I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth, so that if a man could number the dust of the earth, then your descendants also could be numbered. Arise, walk in the land through its length and its width, for I give it to you. Imagination, anointed imagination. When I talk about imagination, it is visualizing the vision, the dream that God gave you. Everybody uses their imagination. I mean, when I was a little boy, I used to climb in bed after watching a Western movie, and I used to imagine that I am the sheriff. Amen. Anybody? I imagined I was Superman. I imagined I could fly. I imagined I would do great things with my life. No child imagines nothing. It's only adults that stop imagining or imagine the worst. You go into any part of South Africa, you find a few children, and you will find happy children. No matter what their circumstances are, they play with a soccer ball or they play with a rugby ball. They may not have clothes or anything fancy that other people have, but they have a positive expectation. They play with a smile on their face. They dream that they still have a future because they have not so been tainted by their past. Oh, come on. In the name of Jesus, we should not allow the life that we go through to taint us and steal our hope from us. We should keep our imagination alive by being focused on what Jesus came to do 2,000 years ago on the cross. When he hung and he died for you, when the sin of the world was placed upon him, when he died in your stead and your disease and your sickness was placed upon him 2,000 years ago, the Bible says he bore the iniquity of them all. He carried your sin so you don't have to carry it. By his stripes you are healed. He was beaten with stripes, a cat of nine tails. Every disease in this world was placed upon Jesus. The Bible now says he himself bore your sorrows and your pains. And now by his stripes you are whole. So you don't imagine your sickness, although you have been diagnosed with disease. You imagine what God says. You imagine the promise. You imagine how life can be. You imagine the future that God gave you. A future of abundance, come on. A future of joy. A future of happiness. A future of, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. No matter what you face or where you are, God gave you vision, the ability to dream, the ability to see beyond your walls, to see beyond your prison, to see beyond your impossibilities. You have the ability in you. As a matter of fact, you were created by God with good imagination. You were created by God with a forward imagination. You see it in a child. Children always think forward until they've heard an adult say to them, enough, you'll never amount to anything. You can never do this. The child says, why, daddy? Because you're black. Why, mommy? Because you're white. Why? Because we don't get degrees in this family. Well, you'd be the first person to get a degree in your family. Hallelujah. We're not businessmen in our family. You'd be the first person to start a business successfully in Jesus' name. Come on. You break the barrier because the greater one lives on the inside of you. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah in the name of Jesus. Come on. You lift your eyes from the place where you are. Anything is possible if you can believe. Anything is possible. God's word is not bound in no culture, no continent. Bible says his word was tested in the furnace of the earth 7 times. His word has stood the test of time. So you can believe every promise of God no matter who you are. And the word of God will lift you. The word of God will get you through the valley to the mountaintop. The word of God will sustain you through the prison, through the pot. Come on. The word of God will sustain you until the time of God's release. As long as you do not allow your attitude to be clouded. You know, we deal with a lot of sportsmen. Years ago, I said to a rugby player, because I knew what God's plan was for him, he signed a contract with an English club years back. We're talking about Sale. And after a church service, I sat with him and his wife in a restaurant. They were about to leave the next day on a Monday. And as we were finishing the meal, I said to them, what is your dream? And his wife started crying. She said, Pastor, I always believed God's plan was for my husband to play for the Springboks. I said, well, I believe the same. She said, but we've already signed a contract and they've chosen the Springbok team or the 30-32 people. And he's when the British Lions came many years ago and he wasn't part of the initial selection team. I said, that doesn't matter. I said, what is your vision? Well, it doesn't help. I have the vision to win the 100 meters because except if the Spirit of God comes upon me like Elijah, I'm not going to win the 100 meters. I'm going to have to do it supernaturally. I don't have the grace or the gift, and I never practiced, amen. But he had the gift, the talent. It was God's plan. So I said to him, change your mind today. Imagine, dream, believe. Take the number 10 rugby jersey and go put it against your wall and believe God that you are going to get into that team and you are going to play against the British and write under it in the name of Jesus Christ. And my brother, my sister, he did. He was the one who dropped 5 goals against England in the World Cup. How many of you remember that? And after that World Cup, he came to me and he gave me the rugby shirt. I still have it today, framed to say. And he wrote under there, dreams can come true. I want to tell you tonight that dreams can come true. I can tell you many stories. Your dreams can come true. If you do not negotiate with your dream and negotiate with the devil, if you refuse to put on these glasses that so many other people do when you are progressing, the naysayers, the haters, the accusers, those who do not want to progress, that want to keep you back for your dream. God said to Abraham, lift your eyes, see the land. And I'm asking you tonight, by the power, the anointing of the Holy Ghost, no matter who you are, you serve a big God. You serve a God with whom anything is possible. I want to challenge you tonight to lift your eyes wherever you are. I don't know what impossibility you face. I don't know what challenges you face, but I know you're not alone. I know the Bible says if God is for you, who can be against you? But you better see this God. You better believe that this God is with you on the battleground. You better praise God as if he is a living God. You better believe that God will bring you through. Come on, that God will fulfill his word in your life. Dream God's dream. See the future that God has planned for you. So everybody pray this prayer right now. Say, Lord Jesus, I give you my life. I open my heart and I invite you to take your place. Save me. Wash me in your blood. Give me the power to be a child of God. I believe with all my heart that you died for my sin. I believe you rose from the grave. Jesus, I believe you are alive. I call on your name today. Save my soul. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Thank you for a new beginning. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for accepting me just as I am. I receive your grace. I receive your Holy Spirit. Here I am, Lord. I surrender all to you. In Jesus' name, I am your child forever, and I will follow you from this day. Jesus Christ is my Lord and my Savior. Now and forever, in Jesus' name. If you believe it tonight, give the Lord a praise. Come on.
Thank you for listening to today's sermon. For more information on this ministry, visit our website at www.crc.org.za.